Stick with us, folks. It's time for Video Pick of the Week. Flora Lichtman, our producer for digital media, is here. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Paul.
So what have you got?
This week we have, I think, kind of an amazing little piece of footage. So researchers in Arizona from the Tucson VA and the University of Arizona took rat heart cells and they injected them onto this piece of mesh, like a suture you can think of. And a few days later, the suture started beating.
The heart cells in a test tube, so to speak, started beating.
In a petri dish. Mm-hmm. You can watch on our website at sciencefriday.com this piece of mesh of synthetic material beating naturally at 70 beats per minute.
Now, have I heard of this before? Have people seen this before, or is this a new observation?
Yeah, no. I mean, you're right. So I was amazed already. You know that
it's
that
one thing to hear about it. It's another thing to see the video.
Right, to see the video. But, you know, heart cells are known to beat outside the body. They have this protein in them called a contractile protein that stimulates them to beat. That's been known for many years. But what is kind of amazing about this research and what they were surprised about is that not only were these cells beating, but they were beating in unison. So they sort of, they naturally have this way of communicating, it seems like, to the researchers that allow them to beat together, in other words. And that's kind of an amazing thing.
Now, I'm trying to picture this. The individual cells expand and contract. Is that what the beating
Yes.
consists of?
Yeah, they pull in. And what was neat is that they all sort of pull in on the same timeline. They're in sync. And what they found was that actually if you put electric current to them, so if you stimulate them, you can change the rate of the beats per minute. So it starts at, it's naturally at like 70 beats per minute, which is actually slower than a rat's heart. You know, these are rat cells. But if you can speed it up by zapping them.
So bring the cart, the rat cells in the petri dish are having a heart attack. Give them a shot with the paddles.
Right, exactly. And the reason why that's important is because the hope is that this patch could be used down the road to treat people with heart damage. So the idea is that after a heart attack, some of your heart cells die, you could maybe put this patch on. And if it's true that the cells can change their timing, the hope is that they would match the native heart
tissue. Well, well-timed cells would prompt the native heart to get in step.
Well, the native heart would prompt them to...
Oh, I see. So you could add cells and they would beat with what's already there.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, these would be human heart cells in this
Right,
case,
in this scenario, yeah. So they haven't done it with human heart cells yet, but the hope is that they'll behave the same way.
And is there every reason to think human heart cells would behave the same way?
Hopefully, yeah.
All right, well, so we can see it on sciencefriday.com.
That's right, so go to sciencefriday.com. It's the video. You can see it there. It's in the left-hand corner, and take a look. And let us know what you think. Leave a comment.
Great. Thanks, Flora.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining me today. Greg Smith composed our theme music. We had help today from NPR librarian Key Molesky. If you have comments or questions, write to us at Science Friday, 4 West 43rd Street, Room 306, New York, New York, 10036. Or email us. The address is scifry@npr.org. Check out sciencefriday.com for Flora's video pick of the week and for more information and links to today's program. You can listen to past editions of Science Friday online or take them with you as a podcast. Check out Science Friday's Kids Connection, free materials for teaching science using Science Friday. Just click on the teachers link on sciencefriday.com. We have a new survey on the website. Take a look. If you have 2 minutes, let us know more about who you are. For NPR News in New York, I'm Paul Rayburn.